This program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland.
After two couples met by chance at a music festival some years ago, Brisbane-based surf-gaze indie rock band The Double Happiness have been a shimmering addition into the Brisbane local music scene with live sets and recordings that make you feel like you're taking a brisk walk by the beach, with maybe the possibility of rain. I had the great pleasure of sitting down with the whole band to discuss the muse behind the songs, the recordings of a new album, and most of all, the overabundance of kitty videos online. Take a listen here on Phoenix Radio. And you're listening to 1197 AM, Digital Radio Plus, Phoenix Media, the greater voice of Springfield. And I'm joined today by...
Kristen.
Peter.
Meg.
Simon.
And together they make the Brisbane-based band, The Double Happiness. Thank you for joining me today, everyone.
Thank you.
All right, so I wanted to kick everything off. We're here at the Music Industries College here in Fortitude Valley, where the crew here are working hard at work with recording new material, as I've heard. But let's wind it back the clock. So would you guys mind telling me, how did the Double Happiness get started?
I might throw to you here, Meg.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've known each other for a long time, and we hadn't sort of been out socially for a bit together, and we found ourselves at the Spiegel Tent at a 4ZZZ benefit gig. I think it was for 40 years?
40 years of 4ZZZ.
Yeah, long time of 4ZZZ. And we just happened to be there because Ed Cooper was playing, Jeremy Neal was playing, but most importantly, Ups and Downs were playing. We were big fans of those of those guys, and we just were starting to have a bit of a boogie. And by the end of that afternoon, we said, why don't we have a jam? And then the band was kind of formed. It's very casual at first, and
sometimes it's the best ways because it's the vibe you get from the people.
That's it. And I think just the whole combination of rhythm and bass, which is Simon and I, and then Kristen and Pete with amazing rhythm and lead.
So,
it was just such a good combination. We just kind of went, plugged in.
So in April of this year, we were delighted to hear the dreamy, surfy vibes of No Place Like Nunda. That was released on VHR.
Valley Heat Records, yeah.
Being a Nunda boy myself, I really wanted to get to the bottom of this and ask, what was the creation behind that song, musically and also the lyrics, because I'm very intrigued.
Yeah, we get asked a lot about that song. We were playing out at the Ipswich Battle of the Bands back, that was maybe a year or two ago now. Mm. And a friend of mine, of ours, was talking about how there's no place like home. Mm. And we'd been talking about friends who lived in Ipswich and they were back home. And I misheard her. I thought she said no place like Nunda. And so it sort of went from there. And I was thinking, Nunda, I haven't been there since 1993. Mm. And when I was there, I remember thinking, I don't actually know anybody here, which is hence the line incognito. and I thought, well, let's just sort of like expand the circle and talk about Brisbane, the history of Brisbane, what's changed, what do I still look for when I drive around Brisbane, like Cloudland and the fountain in King George Square and all that kind of stuff. Mm. So it sort of became a nostalgic letter to Brisbane, but Nunda became the chorus.
Yeah, I think it's you capture the imagery of Brisbane quite well. Well, Nunda, at least in that song, talking about the fountain, for example. And I also wanted to throw that question on to Pete. You had a very interesting tone going there. Well, probably between Christian and Pete being the lead and rhythm guitarists. I wanted to ask a question a bit about that tone as well. There's really bouncy drop tuning tune there. So what was the inspiration behind writing that song? Because it's got a little bit different from the usual, the stuff that we heard on your EP, City, as well. So asking a bit about that as well.
Well, Kristen's good at the little noodly stuff, which is often noodling around riffs on the guitar. And I'm a big fan of anything surfy, reverby, washy, roomy, vibey, all that sort of thing. So, the two, we were just sort of jamming away, and it was quite easy and natural to come up with the lead for that, because it just suited the style of what we usually come up with. Mm-hmm. Pretty much everything we come up with is melody kind of driven, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's a suit of that style.
The way that I would describe that song and the EP as well, City, is I remember describing it as you're walking down the beach in Brisbane and there may be a few clouds, but you're still striding in the sunshine. It's got a bit of that, just like that spacey, roomy, reverby effect pit that you were talking about, but very jaunty, and the noodly stuff is very bright. So I think it's a very pleasant sound from the Double Happiness.
Could be those hot Brisbane days rubbing off.
Brisbane, the inferno in summer. So as I was talking about City, that was released in 2018, and that was the first release that we've seen from Double Happiness. So how's the reception been from that EP being released to today, and has that been taken into account when you've been recording the new material here?
We're kind of exploring a lot of our influences and the genres that we like. We draw on post-punk. We also draw on like indie pop, go-betweens-esque sort of sound, where Nunda is kind of coming from, I guess. And then
60s,
yeah,
surf, shadows, well, venturous, all that stuff as well.
And that's what we're doing right now with the surf sound. City was more of a bit of an indie pop, post-punk kind of thing. Nunda was very indie pop, but where we're going now is more into our surf sound. So we've decided to put 9 songs down that have a real surf thread, and even call its working title is Surf Gazing, which brings in surf and shoegazing, that kind of.
And Nunda was like a segue, wasn't it?
It was.
Because there's a suggestion of a bit of surf tone in there, but the album's going to be a lot more surf than the other stuff. And we're already recording at the follow-up EP to that, which is going to be Spaghetti Western. So we do love exploring our genres, and each release is going to be very much a sort of genre-based thing and a change from what we do previously.
They have the magnetic fields of Brisbane.
That's it.
Cool. So might we expect something a little bit darker this time around, or just still keeping those bright, beachy vibes with a bit of that echoey, reverby sound?
It's probably a bit darker, I think. It's probably a little bit scarier than the earlier stuff. People will know a couple of our tunes. Yeah, there's a lot more floor tom in it.
That's scary.
People will know a couple of the songs who've been coming to our shows, and there's a few new ones as well. And I think it's a progression, as Kristen was saying. There's a lot of... We're moving in our capability and moving in our, in the music we want to make.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a real progression that way.
Thank you for the insight on that. Well, we're all eagerly awaiting. And I remember with the debuting some new songs on the October 5th gig, The Bearded Lady, on that I was there. Fantastic gig. I was just wanting to ask, with that launch, very successful launch out of the way, what is the predominant future for the Double Happiness as of now?
Yeah, well, the album's coming out, so that'll be something that we can't wait to share with everyone. So that's kind of where we're at now, still finishing off a recording. There's a lot of mastery, mixing things to do.
We're playing catch-up, aren't we, on songs we've had around for quite a while, where some bands kind of record all their stuff and then start playing it. We've played it for ages, and now we're recording it. We want to get to that phase where we've caught up with all our material and pretty much, and then I think the next phase will be actually writing stuff to record and then kind of playing live, and so it's a bit of a catch-up phase, but it's enjoyable though.
There was just a lot of prolific songwriting at the start, so there's just this kind of sheer amount of energy and excitement around these songs, but they have been out for a long time now, and you know, a lot of people have got a sense of them and really respond to them live as well, which is fantastic. But once the recording,
I noticed in those materials, it's very danceable. It was, from hearing the EP, I was like, it was very very head bobby, but this one, very, when you're live, very danceable.
Yeah, well, we move a lot on stage. Well, I do anyway. I can't help it.
We don't like too many slow songs. We like a song that drives.
Unless we play at the Junk Bar or somewhere.
A
venue kind of suggests a certain set, doesn't it?
Something very noticeable at the Double Happiness sound is the absence of slow songs, but that doesn't mean there's less dramatic songs, and it's always very intentional there at the show, so good to know that insight as well.
The album's got a few surprises on it. The first listen, I think people will need to be prepared. they may be shocked at times.
Even frightened.
That's right.
A bit spooky like the opener?
A bit spooky like the opener.
Not just, though. Yeah. There's more to it than that.
Twists and turns ahead for the Double Happiness. Thank you very much for the insight. Kristen, Pete, Meg, and Simon, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
And that was the Double Happiness there. What did you think, Nick?
That doesn't seem like lovely people.
They are very lovely people. And the room...
It's two couples, is it?
Two couples,
kind of like ABBA.
Yeah, I should have made that comment. Yeah. I didn't think about it, sorry. Or Fleetwood Mac. Could have said Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Phoenix Radio.
Today's world is more competitive. Challenges are more complex. Industries more rapidly changing. Employers more demanding. You need to think bigger, act faster, work smarter. And to do it, you need to be more than skilled, more than relevant, more than qualified, more than confident, more than employable. Become more with the University of Southern Queensland, the number one uni for graduate employment in Queensland. Apply now at usq.edu.au.